You're on 981.2 NM. The by-election for the Upper Hunter has continued, and today we're having a chat to Sue Abbott, the Greens candidate. Sue, how are you doing today?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You've got a meeting tonight at Wybong Hall. What will you be discussing?
Well, we'll be discussing the Mangoola mine expansion approval and what the Greens can do to try and stop all new coal expansions.
So what can the Greens do to stop all coal expansions?
Well, the Greens are looking to do it to transition to a renewable economy, and we need to make sure that we electrify and decarbonise our energy sources at the moment.
So there's a lot of people employed because of the coal industry in the Hunter Valley. They're concerned about the possibility of losing their job with any sort of changes in this respect. How do you feel that your message has got across to those people?
The problem is the market is already running with its wallet, and we already know that coal mining jobs are starting to disappear and they're becoming more casualised. So we know that if we don't do anything about this now, because we know history shows you need to be prepared, that a lot of coal miners will be without jobs and will be abandoned. And as far as I can see at the moment, the major parties are being less than honest when they say that coal will be around for decades to come. We know that's not the case.
So you had the One Nation Party come out just this week and say they want to invest in a new coal-fired power plant around the Hunter Valley. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's madness. And basically, we all know that's not going to happen. They seem to be jumping on a bandwagon that nobody else is really jumping on. We know that wind, solar, pumped hydro and battery storage have already won the race. And so renewable power is already cheaper than coal and gas. So this is just less than honest. And we need to be thinking about the coal community that we live in and thinking about the next jobs. And we must do that. We must transition to a green renewable economy. And that means we need massive public investment into green infrastructure.
Will we be able to transition a lot of those employees in the coal industry into jobs in the green future, if you will?
Yes, definitely. If we start preparing now, if we start investing now, yes, we can. If we leave this any longer, we're starting to look a lot more perilous. And we need that investment. This is why we must have public funding for our TAFE. Like, this is why it is such a shame that the Scone TAFE was sold off to New South Wales Racing, and why that was permitted by the coalition government. We need lots of TAFE education institutions. We need to be preparing for the next jobs, and we need to be making sure that the next jobs have good pay and have dignity. So we have to start now. History shows us that we must be prepared.
Oh, Sue Abbott, you'll be at Wybong Hall tonight at 6 p.m. Good luck with your meeting this evening. Good luck with the by-election. I hope we can speak again sometime.
Lovely. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks very much.